Hi, everybody. This is John Barry, and you're listening to my friend Lee Williams.
How long will this desert wind seem to blow through your heart? How long till this drought will end and the healing thunder start? My prayer for you is simple and true. Just know that someone's praying for you. May your heart be strong through it all. Love remain. May God's peace cover you like a straight down rain. I know what this life can be as we struggle day to day. I know that God's love can be our strength along the way. So my prayer for you is simple enough. Just know that someone's lifting you up. May your heart be strong. Love remain. May God's peace cover you like a straight down rain. Keep trusting in His mercy, rejoice in His salvation and everything He's done. May your heart be strong through it all. Love remain. May God's peace cover you like a straight down rain. Like a straight down rain.
We carry on the interviews. One of my favorite singers of all time, and I'll tell that to anybody, is John Barry.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you, pal.
Yeah, it's great. Last time I saw, I think it was Music City Roots.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
A couple years ago. 2 years. But yeah, great. So, but I'm seeing you on Facebook and everywhere else. I mean, you're just so busy now. I mean, I thought you were sort of slowing down, but you seem to be picking up speed.
There is a lot going on, and a lot business-wise, but also a lot personally. My daughter just got married this past weekend.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And it was an extraordinary time, and had a great time. Got married. It was a destination wedding at the Georgia coast.
Oh, wonderful.
St. Simon's Island. Beautiful, beautiful place. And then my son got married in Texas New Year's Eve.
Oh, my goodness.
So our family's been really busy.
You're empty in the house.
Yeah. And my son, Kalen, who actually plays drums in our group, he moved out and lives here in Nashville. So we're empty nesters now. So.
Okay. You don't know what to do running around the house.
Yeah, running around the house trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. Well, you got a new album out as well.
Yeah. What I Love the Most is our most recent project. And my wife is actually co-producer on the record.
Wonderful.
She did a great job. And she's much more detailed-oriented than I am. But she's really great. And she's got good ears. So we had a great time making it, putting it together.
Because she's still in the band, is she?
Yeah, she's been singing with me for 20-something years. And,
yeah.
So why not?
It's good. That's so, a great way to live. You know, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you don't have to leave her at home. She comes with you, and it's fine.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Good. So what sort of dates are you doing now? Because you seem to be doing lots of art centers and sort of small theaters and that type of thing.
Yeah, I do a lot of performing arts centers and small theaters. And I do everything. Like this Friday night, I'm playing at a small theater in LaGrange, Georgia. Just me and my guitar. And then we're doing a benefit. I'm playing at a benefit Sunday in Tifton, Georgia. There's South Georgia, a tornado came through in January and did some incredible damage.
Oh my God.
I lived down there for 2 years, and my friends say, we can send you all the pictures you want, but you can't imagine the devastation. So a bunch of us are going down and do a benefit to raise some
funds. Long does it take to sort of come out of that tragedy? I mean, I see it so often on the news, different parts of America. You seem to really get it bad.
Yeah, it's years. It's years. I mean, there's some places that are never the same, you know, and... there's a tornado came across northwest Georgia, which is really odd area for a tornado. And that was 7 years ago, and you could still see where right where it went through. It just did. It's going to be a long time before it erases that mark. So.
My goodness. So with the new album, you've obviously written all of them?
No, I wrote half of them, wrote five of them. And I wrote three with the late Rich Fagan.
Okay.
And... Brian Mabry and myself, we would go to Rich's house and wrote with him for about a little over a year we wrote, and three of the songs we put on this record, and then two other ones I wrote with some other friends, and just came out really well.
Good.
I'm really proud of it.
You still obviously still performing all your hits from the past?
Oh, yeah, there's some we'll keep doing, and
They're like babies, though. I mean, they treated you well at the time.
Yeah. There's some good songs, and we're trying to wean some of those off and let people enjoy more of the new music. You know, there's some of them we have to do, and that's all good. And fortunately, I took my old producer Chuck Howard's advice and recorded really, really good songs. So whether I'm playing them for the past 10 or 20 or 22 years, at least they're really good songs, you know. He said the minute you record something that you don't like, you're doing it just for the label, or somebody says you really ought to cut this, it might be a hit. Sure enough, it'll be a hit, and you'll be stuck singing this piece of crap for 20 years.
So, is there a single off the album?
Not really, you know. Working radio is a rich man's game, and I'm not a rich man. So we just go cut some great records and see what we got. So.
You must have a really big, strong fan base, which as soon as you release something, then they all want it and they come out to all your gigs. So, you know, you probably your marketing budget is a lot less than it ever used to be.
Yeah, we sell tons of records online, and we do a fair amount of download business, but we're more interested in physical product. We want people to have something in their hand. I know that the wave of the future is to download stuff, and maybe I'll be gone by then, you know. But
you know, I don't. Especially England, it's not. And also, vinyls come back so strong over there that they sold more vinyls than CDs.
They sure sound good.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, there's just a quality that you just can't recreate, you know.
And today you can, I mean, I sold all my equipment years ago whenever it was all out of fashion. Now, I gave all the albums away or sold them, and now I went out and bought a record player about 3 weeks ago because I want one back again. And you can get a Bluetooth one, so I don't have to have all the wires and speakers, and I now sort of Bluetooth it to my Amazon Echo, you know. it's so weird, you know.
If you were a sound engineer, or a lighting engineer, and you walked away from the business 15 years ago and you came back today, you would be so lost.
I'm
one of the few artists, I guess. I carry my own sound and lighting because I play a lot of small theaters, and some of them have great gear, a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
And I got tired of fixing people's stuff, and I want to, and we put a show together, we want to take that show out. And we have really high-tech stuff. And it's amazing to me how small it all is and how little amount of gear it takes to get such huge sound, you know.
I know, I mean, I've been in radio for years, but this little Amazon Echo looks like a Pringle box on the but it's got 360 degree speakers, and you turn it up and it doesn't distort. No. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. The speakers are made out of some kind of rubber. They're waterproof and everything else. You know?
It's great. So, any thoughts of coming to Europe?
I think about it all the time. I just need somebody to call and say, "Come on."
Right, so that's all it's going to take, is it?
Yeah, I need somebody to help me put it together, because I the only number I got is the Queen, and I think, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I don't know how to put something like that together. Hopefully a promoter over there would see some value in bringing me back. It's been a long time since I've played around the UK, and some of my fondest memories of outperforming have been in that part of the world, and I would love to do it again.
The whole country thing has escalated in both the straight country area and the Americana area, you know, and the singer-songwriter is stronger than it's ever been. You know, maybe you could come over as one of the songwriters on the big C to C's thing. You know, they bring the songwriters over, and that really works so well. I mean, the Nashville crew from the TV series, they're doing a tour just like that in I think June, July.
That's awesome.
You know, and it's just great. I'll talk to a couple of people that I know that may be interested, because I'd love to see you there.
I'd love to do it. We still get lots of requests, and you know, we ship a lot of CDs overseas to the UK area, and we get a lot of requests. People want to know when we're coming back. It's been a long time, and you know, we just need to somebody to invite us over and help us put it together. So we'll
see what we can do. John, it's been great as always talking to you.
I know
you're busy today. Good luck with the album. We'll keep playing it for
you. Thank you, pal.
And love it.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Hi, everybody. This is John Barry, and you're listening to my friend Lee Williams.
Been the same old question ever since the world began. Seems to me it shouldn't be so hard to understand. We know love is the answer. We've known it from the start. I know you can feel it too if you just listen to her heart. What a woman wants isn't much to ask. Faithfulness and trust in a love that lasts. Honesty, security. But what a woman deserves is everything. Someone she can talk to and put her mind at ease. An honest man who understands just how life can be. Passion and tenderness fill her hopes and dreams. Even though you may never know just how much it means. What a woman wants isn't much to ask. Faithfulness and trust and a love that lasts. Honesty, security. But what a woman deserves is everything. She gives everything. Faithfulness and trust and a love that lasts. Honesty, security. But what a woman deserves. everything. She is everything.